Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet, quiet.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. We had a phenomenal weekend. We have concluded our Position for Purpose conference, and it was a great success in the Lord. Amen and praise God. I'm just so happy that God moved in the sanctuary, that God moved in our church, and that people's lives were changed forever. It is a testimony to the greatness and to the ability of God to come into any situation and have his way, and have his way he did. Amen. So we're just happy to be able to have this type of an impact, to have members, women and men of God, who are on fire for the Lord. Amen and praise God. And yesterday we ended with our baptism service. We had our first baptism service, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. Amen. It was a blessing. Praise the Lord. It's the amazing thing is that I was just sharing with one of my friends. I was just telling her how when the baptism was over, the fire alarms in the building went off. The fire alarms in the whole building started ringing, started going off. And it was just phenomenal to think that the fire of the Lord was so hot in that place that people were being touched by fire, which is what we prayed for, that the people who went down in the water would be touched by the fire and filled with the fire, the baptism of fire, amen, that the Bible talks about. Because, you know, sometimes we get saved and we have a confession of Christ, and we're walking as Christians, we're going about our daily business, we're going to church every week, but we have very little power. We have limited power. And it is my belief that God does not want us to be exercising limited power, but he wants us to be walking in the fullness of power. Amen. God wants us to be walking in the fullness of power. So it just blessed my heart and it blessed my husband's heart to have our members go down in the water and come out with fire. Amen. Amen. And praise God. There's something about being touched by fire. When you're touched by fire, you can never be the same again. Fire changes things. Hallelujah. Fire changes things. And I know that so many people's lives were changed on yesterday. Even those who did not go in the water, those who were just in the building, felt the presence of the Lord, felt the power of the presence of the Lord. And God moved like that all week, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, my God, what a blessing. What a blessing. And if you were not there, I have to tell you that you missed a powerful, powerful, powerful move of God. Amen. And it's just one of those places that you had to be in position to receive what God had for you. Just bear with me one moment. I have my grandchildren in the house, and I'm going to take a station break. I will be right back. Praise the Lord. I'm back. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And the whole time that I was talking, my two-year-old was talking to me, and I just sent her out of the room. I closed the door. And then she started knocking on the door, Grandma, Grandma, Grandma. And my grandchildren are here, as I told you earlier, and they will be here for another 3 weeks. They're visiting with me for 1 month. One month, and I must tell you that I'm blessed to have them because they live in Texas, and I need needed to see them. It had been 2 years since I'd seen the children, and the baby was just an infant. She was a baby in my daughter's arms when I saw her last. Now she's two, she's back, she's here, and she's very attached to her grandma. She went to sit in here with me and talk to me while I talk to you. So once I finish this time with you, I will be spending time with her on again. Amen and praise God. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Welcome to Power in the Word. I want to encourage you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. I will be on the air for another 10 minutes, and I would like to talk to you. If you have anything that you would want to share with me, if you want to talk to me about what God is doing in your life and how your service was and how God moved in your life, God should be moving in your life. If you're a woman of God, if you're a Christian, God should be moving in your life. Amen. Don't get lukewarm. And the Bible says, God says, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. He said, because it is then that I will spew you out of my mouth. So we have to be careful that we're not getting lukewarm with God. Amen. That we're staying on fire. There I am talking about fire again. We have to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I must admit that when the fire alarms went off, we were so busy trying to figure out why they were going off, and there was no evidence of fire. But as an afterthought, I'm thinking that we probably should have begun to worship the Lord and praise the Lord even more so, because it was evidence that he had shown up in the cloud of fire, amen, and tongues of fire resting on the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited about what God is going to do in the lives of those people that went down in the water on yesterday. Amen, and praise God. I want to share a scripture with you. First, I want to share a scripture with you, and then I want to pray. And I'm not going to be before you long. But the scripture that I want to share with you is from the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Verse 1 says, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet, and then turn and tear you to pieces. Amen. Amen. And I believe that this scripture is talking about having good judgment. Having good judgment in all areas of your life. The first area is when it comes to judging others. You must be very careful when you're passing judgment upon others. Because here Jesus is talking about hypocritical judging. Judging your brother who's in sin, or your sister who's in sin, when you have even greater sin in your own life. Being a judge and jury over the life of someone, being self-righteous, the first one's about being hypocritical. The second one is about being judge and jury over someone's life, being self-righteous. Feeling like you have it all together. You don't have any problems. You're just as holy can be. You have it all together. And you're looking down on your brother or your sister who is in sin. And you're judging them. And being self-righteous is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's even more dangerous than being hypocritical. Because people who are self-righteous don't realize that they need help too. Amen. There's a saying that the old people say, there go I, but by the grace of God. There go I, but for the grace of God. It could have been me strung out on crack cocaine. It could have been me in a house of prostitution selling my body. It could have been me locked up behind bars. in the jailhouse somewhere. It could have been me, whose husband walked out and left me with five children. It could have been me who was disfigured in that accident. And it felt like I didn't have any recourse in any of these situations other than to turn to drugs or alcohol. That could have been me strung out, lost, and turned out without hope and feeling like I had no future. It could have been me, and it could have been you. That's why we must be careful not to judge. We don't know how someone is living outside of what we can see. We don't know what people are going home to deal with. Let me just put it like that. We don't know what people are dealing with in their private lives. We don't know how frustrated and how discouraged people are. Because sometimes when we come to church, everybody puts on a mask. Everyone puts on a mask, and we have to be careful about judging people, and we're being hypocritical about our judgment because we're just as bad as they are or worse. We have to be careful about judging people, and we're being self-righteous, feeling like we have it all together and that they're the ones who are all messed up. And then we finally, the third thing that we have to be careful about is the judgment calls that we make about who we're going to be in relationship with, amen, and who we're going to spend our time trying to minister to. So you even have to judge properly about who can receive the words that come out of your mouth. You have to be careful about judging who can receive your ministry, amen, who can receive your words of comfort, your words of encouragement, your words of counsel, amen, because everybody is not going to be able to receive what it is that you have to say. Amen. That's why Jesus put that last part in there in verse 6 when he said, do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Amen. So they will trample them, your words of wisdom. They will totally reject what you're saying and begin to tear you apart. Amen. Begin to come down on you and try to hurt you. So it's important for you to guard yourself. If you're ministering from behind a pulpit, you have no choice. Amen. You have no choice. You just have to do what God has called you to do. But when it comes to one-on-one ministry and counsel, when you want to counsel people, even as a pastor, I have to be careful about the counsel that I give out because some people, everybody's not for you. Some people are not for me, and some people cannot receive the ministry. Amen. And praise God. So be careful not to judge. That's what I want to leave you with today. And I want to encourage you in your walk to continue moving forward with the Lord, letting God have his way in your life. Be kind to someone today. Do someone a favor. Amen. Maybe you can pay someone's toll as you're driving through the toll booth, or maybe you can pay someone for someone's groceries. If you see a mother in the grocery line at the supermarket, in the supermarket line ahead of you, and she has some groceries, and she has a few children with her. Maybe you can pay for her groceries, amen. Do someone a favor, amen. But only if you have it like that. Don't be hypocritical, and definitely don't be self-righteous. And when you do a favor for someone, do not go out announcing to the world what you have done, because what you do in secret, God's going to reward you for in the public eye, amen. Praise God. So don't worry about where you're reward is coming from. Just know that God is God and his word is true, that you will reap the reward of your labor. You will reap the benefits of your labor if you don't stop doing the right thing. Amen. If you don't faint, if you faint not, if you don't quit. So do the right thing. Do the right thing. That is it for today's ministry program. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you every day of the week. Stop over at my website at nccmradio.com just for 15 minutes of encouragement on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 30 minutes on Tuesday and Thursday. Just coming to you, sharing with you that there is power in the Word of God. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And also remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.